Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Somebody just sent me a photo, some video of the Mandeville Lakefront, and you can tell lake from lakefront. They said it's gone down 2 feet in the last couple of hours, so thanks for sending that in. We'll check in with St. Tammany Parish in a little bit. Colin Arnold joins us right now, Director of Homeland Security for the City of New Orleans. How you doing, Colin?
Good morning, Tommy. Doing well, thank you.
Let's talk about the challenges that the city's facing as of this morning now that Francine is coming on.
We're out doing damage assessments right now. I'd remind folks that if they want to self-report damage to their property, they can do so at damage.la.gov. That's a really good tool to get the process rolling, and it helps us as well, kind of gives us an idea of where and how much is out there, that maybe we can't necessarily see, particularly if it comes to flooding. Initially, from what we're getting, we have our fire department go out real early and start doing this. They were out, you know, as soon as the storm passed this morning. Obviously, we're seeing some damage, but, a lot of, vegetation and tree-type debris down. But not too much roof damage, not too much, from what we can see, flooding damage. But that obviously, again, damage.la.gov. You can take some pictures and download them or upload them to the website and report your damage to your home, and that will be helpful. The main thing today is power. That's what we're working with Entergy to, they're out there. They started at about 5 a.m., maybe even a little earlier, getting out there and starting to restore power. From everything I'm hearing, it's all distribution and not transmission, which is, transmission was the issue during Ida, which is much more difficult to solve.
Slow down a little bit with that, Colin. Just explain the difference there for people that don't get it, please.
So transmission is the big lines that come into the community, and then distribution is the smaller lines that go from house to house. So what happens is, they're going to hit all these different zones that they have based on where their distribution stations are around the city, and in some cases, and I think we've all seen it and experienced it, they can do one or two corrections, and all of a sudden, hundreds of homes come back on. So it's something that I think they'll get a handle on relatively quickly, and versus the transmission where you're talking about those high tension, high voltage lines that power the entire, all of the substations. Sorry, that was the word I was looking for. And so that's a much more difficult problem to solve, which is what we experienced during Hurricane Ida. So I'm just incredibly proud of the community. They listened, we had a few incidents last night where people driving into floodwaters and things, some very compelling and very dangerous. But for the most part, the streets, were empty. People were in their homes. I think that we took the brunt of this. The track didn't do exactly as it was anticipated. So, I really think we took a hit last night, and I think we're doing fine. And it's going to get better today. I'm hearing, 6-8 inches of rain within 2 hours, which, anywhere that happens, you're going to have problems, so I'm just glad that, and I hope everyone is okay. And that's kind of where we're at right now.
Colin, one thing I want to address is the conservation of water. Jefferson Parish sending out text alerts about the same thing. As far as these lift stations go, and I don't know if I've told you this, but I think that is the perfect example of running a government, because you really are dealing with you-know-what. It can be a blank show if you don't handle it properly. No, and it's, I'm serious about that, because people don't realize that it's nothing just happens. And when it comes to these lift stations in times like this, the drainage water gets mixed in with the sewage water because of seepage, as I understand it, which overwhelms the lift stations, which is why you have to put less down your drain in the house to make sure that you don't overwhelm the system and it starts backing up into your house or other people's houses. Is any of that accurate at all?
No, it is. But the real problem is that once we start losing power, those lift stations lose power. And in the case of the Sewage and Water Board, they have generators on a lot of these lift stations, particularly as you get further away from kind of the core of the city. Like if you're moving out into Gentilly and you're moving out into New Orleans East, and they have to go manually turn those on. And so last night was a lot about waiting until they could get out there. There isn't an immediate rush to have to get out there and turn them on. You've got some time. But in order for it to be safe for them to go out and turn them on, and then that starts to fill in the lift that has not been that was not occurring for a little bit. And so I think that, you know, it's kind of temporary measures like that that we have to do just to make sure that the system is gonna work. You know,
power restoration. I've been saying that, you know, people need to be patient. That we knew this was coming. We knew it was going to happen. You're confident that Energy New Orleans is doing everything they can to get the power on as quickly as possible?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, we're 50,000 without power in the parish right now in the city. Out of 220,000 customers, running, I guess, about 25% power outage after a landfalling hurricane. I'm pretty confident that. I know they're doing everything they can right now, and what I'm saying is I'm pretty confident that they'll get the power back on. And I think it'll, you know, there'll be some challenges, but, you know, one of the things we're addressing this morning from my perspective is we're getting, we're going to lean forward on some of these rec centers just to see what the need is out there, particularly with the independent living facilities and the elderly. Realizing it's 73 degrees right now, so
that's one
benefit of having a later, if you're going to have this, to have it in September rather than August. The heat's on kind of on our side with this one as far as that they're not being that much, and so, but we do want to make sure that if there are any unmet needs, that's something that we're going to focus on today.
Real quick, in terms of shelters or cooling stations or anything like that, any plans for that right now? Although it is,
that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're going to look at that today and see what the need is. A lot of it'll depend on how we're seeing power come back on. But if any of those are going to open, it will probably be later today or tomorrow morning, first thing.
Thank you, Colin. Appreciate your time and your energy. If there's anything you need, give us a call. We'll put you on immediately. Thank you, sir.
I will.
You bet. Tommy Tucker, 854, back in a flash, WWL.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.